Oh.
May God forgive us.
All right. It's time, Apocalypse listeners, tune in and rejoice. For we here at the Apocalypse have a special tune that we wrote just for you, just this evening, in this moment. So enjoy.
Sarah, that's not what we called them.
I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword. Oh, yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay. I spat out my gum and I stuck out my thumb on that road to Jerusalem. That way, well, that way. I played me a chord, oh yeah, I played me a chord as I was walking with you one bright day. One bright day. I'm sure to be shunned if I have any fun. So I just clasp my hands and I pray. Yes, I pray. I don't speak any scorn. I don't peddle any porn. Still can't make my baby stay. Oh, hallelujah. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. No goddamn way. I had me a sword. Oh, yeah. I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay. It wasn't right.
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 No way.
No way.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right. When you walked away. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. I had me a sword. Oh, yes, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay.
Oh, holy Jesus, and welcome to the Apocalypse Cast.
Jesus Christ.
That was magical, guys. Thank every one of you guys.
Praise, praise God.
praise no, his name. We wrote a while ago, but yeah.
Great. And by we mean not us.
That was very nice.
I gotta go eat, guys.
Okay, fuck off.
All right.
Wait, no. Come on. Stay for a bit.
You want to go and come back?
Yeah, maybe.
No, that's not an option. You're in or you're out.
I gotta eat.
Why is that not an option? If they can get in, this guy seems pretty receptive.
Oh, man, pandemonium.
All right. Are you like a control our borders kind of guy all of a sudden?
Nope. Just control the helm. I don't care about the borders. As many people can come aboard as they want. Just you can't take the steering wheel.
I have to go in like half an hour, so I might as well stay for now.
Okay. All right.
Hey, let's discuss it on the air instead of just diving all into it.
Folks, you are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn every Friday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, anyways, you guys are listening to the fucking Apocalypse.
Okay, I was just...
She was riffing,
he's
man.
Really good at cutting it out
anyways,
from
guys,
underneath you.
Why would you... Under,
giving
would
you that
you,
Looney Tunes feeling of like running off the cliff.
Of panic,
and then
of
you're
unhappiness.
Like, where's the... Oh, okay.
Anyways.
There was something there and now there's nothing.
Guys, this is the Apocalypse. We are joined by my co-host, Miss Sarah Steele.
Hello. Yeah.
My co-host, Miss Sulma Anderson.
Hey.
Temporary co-host, though, because apparently she's leaving. Our very special fucking guest.
Nobody
Jamie.
Ever escapes the Apocalypse.
We'll just use your first name in case the Apocalypse is too shameful.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Also, I apologize for yelling at you earlier. It's standard
humiliation
protocol.
Is kind of our game.
Yeah, it's
no
standard
worries.
Protocol for us to yell at our guests, and I didn't really have a good reason
That's
to.
Totally fine.
So I gotta just apologize on behalf of the entire show.
I'm just along for the ride.
But it really,
our podcast is really just an elaborate premise for hazing.
Yeah,
that's
it's
all
it's
it
true.
Really
all
right.
comes down to like burning
I
out the
I
steak.
Love hazing.
So Jamie Stone is an author, and she stuff. Is joining us for
Ooh,
reasons
author.
Of rock.
I'll take
our
it.
Our friend Jad Ali Slayman.
My name, everyone, is Jad Ali Slayman. I fear nothing. I am a co-host of the podcast.
Mona is joining us.
Yes, I am.
Oh, God, the headphones.
The headphones. Yes, I am.
No. Mona is here to be Middle Eastern.
I am your Middle Eastern
tight cast
person.
Welcome. So just another Arab.
Iranian.
Speaking of Iranians, it's Johnny B-roll.
It's me, Johnny B-roll. It's been me this whole time.
Wow, you're back, man.
Yes, I've been out.
So what was the whole deal? Like, where were you?
I was out. I was correcting all the colors.
They were wrong.
Just traveling the world.
And I wasn't
finding new colors
no
to correct.
They had no respect those goddamn colors. And somebody's got to whip them into shape.
I wasn't politically correct about it either.
No?
Wow. So what is this whole thing about, guys? Is that a kosher question to ask on the ApocalyPse?
It's not, but we can still talk about it.
What is the ApocalyPse?
I don't want to give it all away. What, you want a podcast with like a solid premise?
Yeah, I mean,
you
want, I don't know some, if we're like, ready for that.
You know,
yeah.
The American masses just like mind-numbed by the
this American ApocalyPse
media. Yeah.
That's like some fucking Coastal Elite shit right there. We don't fucking deal with that.
I mean, it doesn't have... The answer doesn't have to be linear.
Coherence?
It could be thematic unity. You could answer in a tone poem. That would be totally fine.
Jesus
Sarah,
is coming back.
Jesus is gonna kill us all!
He's gonna kill the traitor!
Yeah, the theme is we knew. We predicted
we
that Trump was... Guys,
die.
Let's start at the beginning. This is embarrassing. Hi.
Much. That's it.
All right, that's cool. Shell.
Yes.
I'm down.
Guys, we're going to do a recap for Jamie, because I think Jamie and Mona, because you guys are the only two people that are here that haven't been subjected to this torture for
initiated
like
initiated it into the Ooh. Ritual.
Ah, the ritual.
Can you hear me? I don't have any headphones on.
We can hear you quite well, actually.
All
yeah,
right, great.
She should have headphones. Why does she not have... Who's stolen her headphones?
Yeah, Jesus. I stole her headphones.
There's a pair of headphones missing from this studio.
Oh, Jesse.
Okay, I didn't steal those headphones. That would be
anyways, nice. We should start at the beginning,
this is
Sarah.
Very loud.
this is whoa.
We should talk about
what
the origin and history of the ApocalyPse.
Oh,
our guest Jamie asked a very important question. Hi, welcome to the ApocalyPse. My name is Pat. I'm an investigative journalist. Let's think about the shit that I've been right about, like just this fucking month. It's crazy.
Fuck.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, Newsweek. I had to quit Newsweek recently.
Oh damn!
I know.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I got there and I was like, something's not right. You know, first off, I showed up and I was deputy opinions editor. That's not the job I applied for.
That's mad shady.
I'm like, that's not me. I'm like, that's another me.
This is not my beautiful house.
And then and then there was when they gave you the gun immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Wait, and then they were like, they gave you a gun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, listen. All of us are the product of violence. You know, at some point, one of your great grandmother ancestors was just a simple villager in France, and then some Roman soldiers came by and they fucking just snagged her. And then that's why you're a product of it. So killing is nothing if you think about the history of everything. So it's time to kill. So yeah, and just at Newsweek, they just handed me a gun. And I was like, this is pretty legit. Like, I felt like. Like, I know a little bit about firearms, not that much, but
and
like,
then but yeah. And then they brought out the old woman,
yeah,
and the mood in the room changed.
You don't want to mess up somebody's first encounter with
well, a but then they were like, listen,
with too much training. You know? I mean, yeah. An American, a raw, red-blooded American man, especially a natural affinity for the way of firearms and the art of gun.
True. It's at the top of Pat's CV is raw. Just how raw he is.
Lean into it. Yeah.
Put your back into it.
I didn't want to kill an old woman at Newsweek. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? I thought that I was going to be working there, you know, breaking stories, chasing the leads, reporting on the fucking
news. What if
news?
She was really cunty, you know? Though? Like, what if she was one of those people that was like, oh, somebody's got a case for
Mondays. No. They purposefully. They make sure she's like a grandmother. They make sure.
Like, she knits everybody.
We all bubble up.
Yeah. No, they it's
they put her in a room and make her, put her in a room and they're like, now knit. Right? Yeah. And she just knits. And she knit a really cute sweater for me. Because, you know, not a lot of people know this, but my grandmother is actually gave me a Sega Genesis.
It was actually knitted. It was actually knitted with your first headline at Newsweek, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did, which like, was an embroidery pattern.
A local boy shows penis to
Catholic priest. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, actually
trying to get into
boy,
heaven.
It was just local boy shows penis.
Yeah, it was just blank. But yeah, when I was in Newsweek, I was like, this isn't right. I was like, something's wrong.
Wait, and which one though? Because I feel like they're all doing that.
What do you mean?
But you know, that's actually the test. Test that Newsweek does is they put you in a room with an old woman and they give you a gun.
They
and
handed
if you
me a
say,
gun the second I got there.
I can't kill this old woman. Then they're like, no one told you to kill her. But now we know we see your heart.
We see what you're about. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, we never told you that you had to.
It's fucking crazy.
I'm like, I can't kill her. And they're like, no, Pat, you're not listening. Right? Anyways, guys, we here at the Apocalypse occasionally do a cooking show.
Nice.
Right? Oh, I can't believe you had fondue.
We had fondue without you, but I think that it didn't really go very well. So,
Well, I mean, it depends on who it didn't go very well for. The fondue was fine, but I think there was something wrong with our judge. Our judge didn't handle the situation very well. You know, I mean, everybody in the audience and the people who tasted the fondue felt that it was totally fine. The judge felt there was a little too much salt.
The judge was on
and
his period.
That particular judge had pretty deep-seated emotional issues around salt. And, I mean,
very salty.
You all saw what happened.
But anyways.
It was not good. It was not good, folks.
I've come back this week, and I've recooked my fondue.
Oh, damn.
For our judges, yeah.
Ooh.
What? Yeah, well, we only have one judge.
Let's
And that's me. And
his name is Jad.
I thought it was the Lord our God.
His name is Jad Ali Slaman.
Jad Ali Slaman.
Did this happen last week?
Yes, this happened
last
week.
It did, but it wasn't as good, so we're redoing it.
Okay. Okay. Well, so we're here for round two, the grudge match of the century. Patrick Helsman's fondue versus
Sarah Steele's beet soup.
Versus my
pussy.
Emotional state.
Yeah. Okay, Jad, take it away. Well, Jad, right here I've cooked a delicious fondue with shavings of Gruyere and of other various kinds of spices and cheeses.
More like shavings of gray hair from your decrepit ball sack.
Let me feed the judge before you insult my cooking.
I have heard much about the French.
Oh, it's very good. Yeah. And, no, you don't have an accent. You're just joking. And,
but I can have an accent, yes. What? Can I please have an accent? I pretended to be French for an entire semester in college, so I swear to God.
I pretended to be French my entire life.
The French is good.
It's because...
the fondue is
what?
Better than before. The fondue is better than before, but I'm containing myself. Only barely. What I'm really excited is to move on to Sarah Steele's dish. What did you cook again? What is this? I'm blind.
It was like a borscht stew. All you need to do is taste it.
Borscht stew.
Yeah.
Okay, can you guide my lips down to the stew so I can... I'm blind. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Here, I'll shove your head down
I can
feel it streaming into your mouth.
Jesus, the breath.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know how it's so tangy, that like little fermentation? It's because I kept it in my uterus for a good 3 weeks before this.
Oh, pussy borscht.
Fermenting.
Wow.
It's like it's got the same probiotic benefits that you get from
You learn that in Thailand?
No, I learned that
what?
Okay, so your mother taught you.
Slashes forth from her pussy to be born.
There was a mother, you know, necessity is a mother of invention.
So, wow, Jad, why don't you try the borscht and judge it?
Oh my God, I'm just taking a bite. You know, the borscht is good. Too much brine. I think perhaps too much brine.
Jad, how
fucking
do you feel?
Hell. Jesus Christ. Why?
Why?
It's so briny.
Oh, well. In Senegalese culture, brininess is considered.
I brought you on the show and you fucked it up.
But
it was too briny.
Sarah Steele?
The music is really good.
Okay, you know, I think.
Don't tell me to calm down.
I think the issue is just that
fucking reasonable.
You don't realize that.
Wow, it sure sounds like he didn't like your fucking food, Sarah.
Bitch, you don't like my pussy brush?
Mona, tell me, what do you think about the fondue?
The fondue is kind of salty. It's still salty.
It's still salty?
Yes, and I wasn't even here last week, so. So, yeah.
Nothing. The same fondue.
She's a week later. It just piles up and piles up. Get fucking take it. Why? Mom? Mom, why did she look at you?
Do you like want to watch a porno or something? Will that shut you up?
What's in the porno? All of you! Every single one of you!
This is more overacting than a Tenor novella.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. That was Jesus. I don't know if I'm ready to present the next dish, man. That was a little.
Porque, Cassandra, you left me you for Maria.
And Mona, what did you bring us today?
Oh, I brought you a Persian kebab.
I'm not hungry.
You're not hungry for a Persian kebab. Racist. No,
you're not feeling any
any Iranian
emotion
influence of Iranian isness.
Jad Ali Sleiman is an American. And Iran is his enemy.
Oh no. We are friends, my dear.
I live in Tom Cotton's district, okay?
fucking Tom Cotton.
You're fucking Tom Cotton?
Well,
I mean, my wife fucks Tom Cotton.
All right, guys, we got to listen to the past few podcasts so that Sarah Steele can sing along.
But I haven't listened to
them, so. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Community radio.
Oh, shit. Sarah, you're going to have to put on headphones. Don't even. Wait, no.
Okay.
Let her listen with your other headphone. Okay. Remember, when our anointed Lord and Savior returns.
Wait.
Okay, cool.
Where I was.
Okay,
but.
Okay.
Community
is not
radio is where I was born.
Community radio is like holy horns.
Community radio is like holy hell.
Community radio resulted in the death of Tom Penny as well.
Amen.
Community radio
hurts.
Community radio blesses everyone. Oh, radio free Brooklyn purge the land. Oh, radio free Brooklyn will impose Tom's brutal hand. On scripture it says all the traitors will burn when our anointed Lord and Savior returns. When our anointed Lord and Savior returns. When our anointed Lord and Savior returns. Jesus, so fuck me, it burns. Oh, such treason will never return. Oh, such scorn has never been felt. We've all been betrayed. We've all been dealt. Unholy hands, our friend has quit the band, so we'll throw ourselves into the sea.
God, I can't write all this down, man.
That line's about you, Sarah.
Okay, I'm emailing it.
Wait, what?
Okay. Give your money to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, we were insulting you.
And tune in at Friday at 2 p.m. Yeah, good.
On the apostle.
It's company.
Oh, holy Jesus. says, oh, fuck me, it burns. But our anointed Lord and Savior returns. Our anointed Lord shall return to kill all the scum. Our anointed Lord will return to bring us to heaven. And in heaven, only the Apocalypse plays. And in heaven, everybody always getting laid.
Yeah. So that's a very good ending.
To Radio Free Brooklyn, if you're going to heaven or hell, and send us your blood and bile as well.
That's cool. Given, yeah.
Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Yeah. I'm Radio Free Brooklyn. Okay, man. All right, let's get some organ music going here.
Sure. I like that hook.
Yeah. Well, okay, this is the previous one. May the sweet Lord. May God forgive us.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Sarah Steele's been missing, so we haven't had a good vocalist for like a month.
Now it sounds like we've got quite a few.
I know, that's why we're just teaming up. You didn't hear this one?
This is what happens when you're not here, Sarah Steele.
All the rock that goes down when you're not here.
Forced to deal with this. German techno pop.
This is great.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Friday, it purges us of sin. Don't know where I am, don't know where the Apocalypse begins.
What is life?
What's a plan?
In the absence of truth, we record it in a tiny booth that smells like my farts. That smells like my farts. And it airs every Friday at 2. And it airs every Friday at 2. And it aims to bring truth and justice to you. And it aims to bring truth and justice to you.
Truth will make me fart a monster fart. Fart a monster fart.
All right.
I'm sorry, sweet Jesus.
You guys listening to the Apocalypse.
Sorry.
Right, you know what? I kind of like knew this episode would come.
Play Love is Dancing. Play Love is Dancing.
Who was there for that one?
Oh, Love is Dancing is so good.
You were there for that one, right?
Yeah, dude. Play Love is Dancing now.
No, fuck you. Like the clip show.
Yeah. And his final word was for the on Friday at 2 p.m.
How long does it take to buy cigarettes?
Friday at 2 p.m.
And we listen
on Friday.
And we don't need money.
I hope KBR is being critical, but this is like a rerun. Like,
may God forgive us.
Played as a new show.
Whereas Love is Dancing. Track.
Wait, it's coming soon. No, I would say they're good. No, we played this one already. May God forgive us.
What was that?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Tell us something.
Huh?
Tell us something.
Like what?
I don't know. Anything.
It's a very broad question.
Something depressing.
You know, Tasmanian devils have a communicable form of cancer that is 100%.
You have a story?
Do I have a story about what?
It's like, we ooh. What do you work at? What's the craziest thing that happened to you?
What kind of a story is that? Relationship to Jesus?
Let's hear that one.
I don't have one.
Oh my what? God.
I'm afraid. I mean, I guess.
Is he just like not returning your phone calls?
Of course.
Is
he not returning?
Are you not being pious enough?
Doesn't text back quickly
enough? It all started when the Jews killed him.
It was the Romans that killed him.
Oh.
Judas and Roman.
My bad. Well, yeah. That changes things, I guess.
Who told you that it was the Jews?
There I was.
Like all of Western
society. I just always figured it was true. There I was thinking that my ancestors killed Jesus. And I did not feel particularly bad about it because without that, there would be no Christianity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he had to die.
If
like, he wanted
survived,
to die.
That, like, that's the he whole died fucking for point, sins. Right?
Also, he was hard as a rock when they crucified him. Like,
oh,
let's
he
be
was
real.
Cut.
I mean, like, come
oh,
on.
Oh, my.
Like, yeah.
Right,
he wanted
that.
That's him, and he was like, oh, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, there's that whole, like, weird eroticism part of it that I was sort of jealous of growing up as a Jew. Like,
we're
way
into Catholic.
It's not as sexy for some reason.
Catholicism seems so lit.
Yep.
Yeah, like, we took this naked man and we nailed him to a fucking wall.
Boring Judaism that I grew up with.
Yeah, try not to get hard when you're hearing about that. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, and they lashed
it's
him.
So
oh,
S&M-y.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. The first thing I remember being incredibly aroused by was Catholicism.
That's pretty normal.
Unquestionably. Of course. Yeah, definitely. It's so hot.
Oh, like, my God. The Crusades and, like, the Inquisition and all
like,
that
we
shit.
We killed a million people just for the Death Star.
Yeah. I mean, like, torturing and fucking women to death. Just,
well,
like,
I don't know if I can condone that.
I found out about it from Tori Amos. That was my introduction to Catholicism and Christianity and Jesus' boner and all that stuff.
I did not know Jesus had a boner, though. This is news to me.
The more
you
know.
Popping a tent up on the cross, yeah. He's got hard wood.
That's why they had to put that cross piece like on the cross, because if it was just like a straight up piece of wood, it would just be too phallic, you know.
It's all
about the subconscious.
Do you guys know?
They do it for women. Women can get tied to a pole and then burnt as a witch because women are supposed to be on a dick.
Oh no, definitely.
Yeah.
No, so that's totally okay. It's fine with me as a Catholic.
Yeah, phallicism and Catholicism are like very carefully gendered.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, that's essential. If you know, if there were gender parity, you know, this entire thing wouldn't work. So it's every single day in our hearts, in our minds, we maintain, you know, strict division. That's the way I think the world should work.
I mean, the stories they used to tell about witches are pretty fucking sexy. Like their broomsticks that they would like grease up and ride into the sky.
Yes.
Like, what do you think that was?
Oh my God. Like, I think it was just like a way to like, keep women not independent, because if you were independent, you had to have been a witch.
Pretty much.
I mean, they were the ones that knew shit, like how to like
exactly
heal you.
Where do the women in this room stand on Mary Magdalene?
She was probably a great whore.
She seems like a real nice lady.
Yeah, she seems like a real nice lady. First one who has sinned must cast the stone.
Yeah, you think Mary Magdalene ever gave it away? Probably not, right? Never.
What do you mean ever gave it away?
Like for free.
Yeah.
Oh, for free.
No, never. She had fucking standards.
They took out all the
accounting.
They took out all those stories from the Bible because it was too easy.
As a sex positive feminist, I support her in whatever she was doing,
and Jesus supported her too. So.
No, but it all made the Bible too easy to jack off to, so they had to remove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I thought the whole thing that we were talking about is that it's like way too easy to jerk off to the Bible.
To the Bible, yeah. But it used to be much worse.
By design.
I mean, it was basically like Japanese manga.
Well,
like,
yes, because they're like, well, if no one can jack off to this, who's going to die for it?
True.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the things that you come for and the things that you die for are the most.
One and the same.
Yeah. Well, no.
Like, would you die for...
Not the same. I mean, you can die by getting hit by a bus. You know?
You're really painting yourself into a corner here.
I don't come when I get hit by a bus.
I mean, I don't. How do you know?
Like in that J.G. Ballard novel, Crash.
Yes.
Oh shit! Actually, yeah, that is a thing.
And the movie starring James Spader.
Yeah, dude.
Not to be confused with the Crash that's about Treacle identity politics.
No. Definitely talking about the David Cronenberg Crash, not the Paul Haggis Crash.
Sex movie.
Yeah, so Crash, listen, Crash, eroticism, Catholicism, purity. That's what we're trying to express to you guys here on the Apocalypse, right?
That's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Purity, very pure. I mean, you got to keep the pus separate from the filth, and then the shit goes in its own place, and then the piss, you get what I mean, right?
No, it's like Winnie Bruce, you know, like sleeping area A, eating area B, crapping area C, and you can't violate that.
Uh-huh. Although, I mean, I don't necessarily believe in that with holes. I think you can fuck any hole.
Do you guys want to hear something depressing?
Yeah.
We're only 30 minutes into the Apocalypse.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. No.
You know, it's times like these when I realize how insurmountable the fucking odds are that I really wish that I didn't have to be fired out of a giant cannon in space into the Earth in order to impregnate the Earth and save the rest of humanity.
Patrick, how could we prevent this?
Like, can I just be ripped apart by dogs on the street?
How could we prevent this dark sacrament?
You millennials. You all want to shirk your responsibilities and get ripped apart by dogs.
Damn.
You gotta say that into the mic, Johnny B. Roll.
Did you not hear that?
What did you just say, Johnny Beer? Johnny B?
You know, yeah, this is my problem, Johnny B. Roll, as a man in his 30s. My problem with y'all fucking millennials is you just think you can get ripped apart by dogs in the street and you don't have to worry about taxes or getting a real job. Grow up.
You fucking fuck swine. Like, yes. Seriously, this country was built by people that were like, yeah, I could get ripped to death by dogs or like pecked my eyes
like,
out
what
by
if,
birds.
What if your parents
listen,
said,
guys,
instead I'll build the railroads.
Instead of fighting World War II, what if they're just like, I want to get ripped apart by dogs?
Well, speaking of sacrifice, though, we do have to talk about this because I'm really bummed that I have to fucking kill myself for the sake of humanity, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go
much
up,
like Christ did.
Much more like Christ, because Christ didn't have to go up into space and then be put in a spacesuit and then get
so
jacked
you're like
off.
More like Christ than space. Christ.
But he was on wood.
How do you jack off in a spacesuit?
They have
there
a
is
system.
No gravity. How? Where will everything go? Where
a ballerina.
How will it... there's no gravity.
It'll all just go flying everywhere. Just everything.
Where?
It'll just be
where will it go?
It'll just be frozen.
Aerosolized. It'll be aerosolized cum, and it'll just go like a sneeze. Like, all and all over your body will be sticky.
But, like, will it come out, though?
Probably.
Eventually,
no, probably
when you
not.
Get out of the suit.
Well, all of my spongy flesh will probably be exploded by this
wait,
process.
But I thought the goal was not to come inside the suit. I thought the
no, they
goal,
put you
goal
in a space station.
Ready.
Hang on. They fire you? Okay.
Wait. How can it come inside? Like, there is no gravity. How will it leave your body?
Do you guys want me to start at the beginning?
I thought it was a muscular contraction. I thought it was a muscular contraction that makes the cum come out, but then, you know, where it goes
it's
after
gravity.
That.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think so. I'm not sure.
I don't know
it's
either.
Definitely a muscular contraction, okay?
All right, guys, everybody shut the fuck
all
up
right,
and I've
felt
it
at least 1,000 times.
In order to save humanity, we're going to have to fire me up into the space station, the International Space Station.
No!
Hang on, yes, it's true. I'm sorry, Chad.
Oh, rats.
They're going to fire me up into the International Space Station in a spacesuit. Normal International Space Station procedure. Just fire me from Iraq and Kazakhstan. You know? But then on the space station, they have a bunch of
Iraq
fucking...
Iraq and Kazakhstan?
They're not
from
a
rocket in Kazakhstan! Not from Iraq. From Kazakhstan.
Why Kazakhstan?
Because it's close to the border, to the equator. So it's easier to shoot them.
No, it's not.
Well, I don't know. That's why you have...
Kazakhstan
land
Russia.
Is cheap in
that's
Kazakhstan. Like, yeah. It's cheaper to build a launch pad, okay? This is not hard.
Oh, is that why?
Right,
okay,
because
life
going.
Is cheap there. That's why. Yeah. So they're going to put me into Kazakhstan, strap me into a suit, attach me to a rocket, launch me into space, have the spaceship docked with the International Space Station, put me in the spaceship, and then when they get there, there's going to be a fuck ton of ballerinas. and they're just gonna strap me down and then one after the other just grind their pussies into my face.
And I thought they were on a wheel.
On a wheel, and then just slap me and be like, "You're not man," and just put out cigarette butts on me. And then that'll get me super fucking aroused. And then they strap me into the rocket and then they aim it down at the earth and then they fire it directly to the core of the earth. And the point is to get me to a critical point while I'm still hard, to fire me into the earth's core to reignite the earth.
Wow.
And it's so unfair.
So do they have to fire you on the precipice
and
of
what
orgasm?
Is the, what, and what
every,
is,
it's a long line of Hillsmen men so, have tried. Your grandfather.
That's right, yeah. My grandfather was killed doing this. That's, my father.
Oh, yeah.
And they lied. It was a family. Like his mother was like, "Oh, your father, he's died fighting the Nazis."
Yeah. But in
but
reality.
In fact,
and then my dad, they told me that my dad was a turd burglar and that he died.
I thought he was
burgling.
Raped to death by gorillas.
No, he died.
They told me he was raped to death by gorillas, so I wouldn't be ashamed. But then it turns out that he was, and that he was a turd burglar who was raped to death by gorillas. But then as it turns out, he was an astronaut that was trying to be fired
so
to the earth.
So much worse.
The shame, shame and the pain.
And you were know, you ready for that burden actually, when it was revealed to you?
What?
How old were you when you learned about this?
I was like 10. I was like, why did you make me stand nude in front of the entire class while you told them this information?
He just kept,
France is so unusual.
He just kept coming in the suit and it was just a wasted load.
Was your dick shorter at the end of the conversation than it was
at the
beginning?
My dick is always shorter at the end of the conversation. But
it's just continually shrinking with age.
Yes.
Slow creep.
Definitely.
Patrick, and
you need
what is,
Russian ballerinas.
And after you impregnate, the earth, what's going to happen to us?
Is the earth going to get like crazy munchies?
You guys are going to have to keep the podcast going without me. I know. I wish there was another way. I wish there was another way that I didn't have
Patrick
to do this.
After what? You impregnate the earth, will there still be globalist cucks?
Yeah, it'll be full of them. Except that they'll all be like produced from my seed, which will be even worse. You know? Yeah, so however.
Like Adam and Eve.
So a bunch of dickless cucks.
Yeah, a bunch of cuckless dicks.
What will the earth give birth to from your seed?
To glory.
Gloria?
A new age.
Hey, what's up?
Gloria Estefan?
Yeah. Hey.
G-L-O-R-I-A.
G-L-O-R-I-A. But, you know, it's interesting that Johnny B-Roll is back here with us today.
I know. It's been such a long time.
It's been such a long time. He's been missing. Listen,
it's like,
Johnny
it's
B-Roll.
Like he's li- and he's is it, like, shouldn't you lie prostrate as tribute?
I've been prostrate this whole year.
Johnny B-Roll, where were you this whole time?
I was
Have
in
you
space.
Been nude this whole time? Or is it from just for us?
Approximately June or July?
I was in space. Prepare.
Oh my goodness. What is this? What is he up to this time?
Oh my God. What's he going to reveal to us? What's
that
the great
crazy,
galactic
that
secret?
Crazy old Johnny
it's like
B-Roll.
he's come back to tell us the truth.
You know?
Come on, Johnny
I was
B-Roll,
out there. Yeah, I was on a comet.
On a comet?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? Do you know who was holding you on the comet by any chance?
Russian ballerinas.
Was it like in that Michael Bay movie? Was Aerosmith there?
Oh, I love that movie. Comet.
We sang that
Aerosmith
song recently.
Bites the comet.
Dude,
that'd
yeah.
Be like, great, that would be
we,
a great.
Dude, we sang that song and we were thinking of you, Johnny B.
Yeah.
Yeah. I missed you guys.
Aww.
I didn't want to miss a thing.
Well, anyways.
Well,
we've already done that bit. So
wait,
we don't need
wait,
to
but wasn't
it,
but wasn't the Reverend holding Johnny B. hostage?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Listen, I was alleged.
So that's something we need to figure out.
I was alleged to have held Johnny B. Roll hostage.
Do we have the clip?
There was a hostage tape and everything.
Yeah.
We don't
there
have
was a lot of embarrassing rape that I didn't want to mention.
Okay.
We figured the rape was like I mean, we know you.
But listen, now that we all trust each other again and you're back from the comet, I have to go up into space. Because I gotta go be fired to the earth to impregnate it.
Do you have to? I mean,
I do, otherwise, we're all gonna die, and it's just, right?
But that means you have to go to Kazakhstan.
That's true, but Kazakhstan, it's just all ballerinas the whole road.
There's that new airline that'll fly to Kazakhstan for like $200, it's fine.
Yep, and they slap you and put cigarette butts out on you also.
Yeah, exactly.
During the Kazakhstani flight. That's the best part of Air Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Do
Wait,
you guys,
so,
do you guys, do you guys,
so what are we doing about you getting fired? Like, do we have a solution to the problem?
No, I think
hand?
I'm just going to have to go do it. Johnny B-Roll, why don't you just accompany me into space?
Do you have any ideas for what this new epoch is going to be called after you impregnate the Earth?
Wait, we can't just buy the Earth a vibrator or something? We
can't call it the modern era because it's remember modern times. You know what I mean? Like, what are we going to call this?
What the fuck is this shit? I don't want to see the biography of Tchaikovsky.
Chechnya?
Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. If you look up photos of Tchaikovsky when he's young, he's actually pretty hot.
Oh, I have another question. I got another question for Johnny B-roll.
Okay.
Dude, you know, there was more than one imposter. There was more than one.
Oh my God, there was a JBR imposter
for Johnny B-roll.
Yeah.
There was even an episode of the Apocalypse called The Return of Johnny B-roll, but it wasn't you, was it?
Yeah, it was just a racist Johnny B-roll.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a lot of people want to be Johnny B-roll because of how heavy it is.
Heavy your dick is, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would say so.
I mean, yeah. It is big, but that's not what's impressive about it.
It's the
shape and the weight. You can't deny it. Like, it's just heavy because we can feel like the fillings in my teeth hurt whenever I'm near.
No, but like real talk, do guys like?
Yeah, we all touch each other's junk.
Like, wait, is it a thing that?
What?
No, we just with our hands.
Just with like.
Well, the doctor weighs it.
Well, listen, you know, when you're, we might as well. We have to tell a story about my childhood now. All right,
fine.
Because you've raised it. When I was a child, my
mom. It takes a long time to get to space, anyway.
Yeah. So when I was a little child, my mom took me to the French embassy to get my passport. Right.
Yeah.
And they had to strip me nude. And present me to the ambassador.
Yeah, no.
And the ambassador was like wearing a big cloth wig with like powder just pouring out of it. And he was like,
did he make you lie prostrate?
Present the child! And my dad had to like grab me and like hold my little nude body with two hands.
Like from The Lion King, just like, yeah, exactly.
But less triumphant. More humble and unhappy. And he had to lie down face in and just grind his face into the fucking pavement while holding me up. And then there was just chalk falling off of the ambassador's wig onto me. And he was just like, produce his cock! So they undid my diaper, and then the ambassador just took one finger and just bing, and just flicked my donglet. And then
to see how much it would resist.
Yeah.
For those of you who are like,
they didn't, back then,
it's like antiquated. They don't use electronic scales. They just flick it. An aristocrat flicks it. And it's the amount of give that's in the dong determines its weight.
Yeah. And that's why I have a French passport.
Yeah.
That's why you have Do you know, this is a real story in Iranian culture. They take the little baby's dick and they say dudul tala, which means golden dick. So the mothers tell their baby
the man with the golden dick, yeah.
Yeah, everyone in Iran, all the men in Iran think they have a golden. I mean, it's been conditioned in their mind.
But is there? Is there
Iranian gold?
Wow, no wonder they had such an easy time converting the entire nation into devout Muslims. Yeah.
They're like, your dick is now gold.
But wait, is there one true golden dick?
I don't know if there is the one true golden dick, but every single mother.
Is this a religion yet? Can we start it?
Doesn't this turn into the emperor's new clothes at a certain point? I mean, the emperor's golden dick. There was a similar thing with like the transfiguration of the Eucharist with Protestants and Catholics.
The Eucharist really is a motherfucker.
There was a sect of like really hardcore people that were like, no, it really turns into really flesh. It's actually flesh. Yeah,
Spleen, the organ meats are the most delicious of all.
Yeah, but then other people were like, no, it's just like a wafer. And they're like, no.
You would not believe it. I once dated someone who told me, Jad, I still have serious dreams about transfiguration.
Jesus, speaking of dreams.
Wait, what I thought transfiguration is when you become a vampire.
Yeah,
what are you guys talking about?
What's transfiguration? I'm just a Muslim girl.
I think it's the thing for when the food by your faith gets turned into the flesh of Jesus when they put it in.
Wait,
if you eat a wafer,
yeah.
If you eat a wafer, you don't know what part. It could become his dong.
The golden dong.
You don't know what part of Jesus that becomes.
If you're lucky, you know some girls wait their whole lives for that.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I got Jesus's dick on the first try.
You got his dong.
Back in Sunday school, I was only 4 years old.
How many people do you think saw Jesus' dick?
I got communion early. How many people saw his dick? How many people didn't see his dick? I feel like before you actually get put into
naked.
A
bo- No, he wasn't
and
naked.
Every single person who's been to church has seen Jesus' dick.
Speaking of dreams.
Am I just confusing Jesus with David?
Hey, guys.
I don't think Jesus was naked.
We got to get back to dreams,
right? I'm confusing Jesus with Michelangelo's David. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, listeners. I mean, fucks mine. Like, you know.
Listen. Hey,
Jesus had no dick. David has a beautiful dick. Like, listen, don't get confused, okay?
Hey, actually, his dick but the golden dicks are Iranian.
Do you want to hear
that's
a great
saying.
Story?
It's yes, like you exactly. You look at the dick and it's not... Like, have you seen gold? Have you seen gold before?
Yes,
now
when,
look
I,
at this
when
dick.
I dip my penis in oil and then I attach a gold leaf to it once a month.
But have you
and
seen
then
it?
I,
have you
I
seen
rub it? My Xbox games on my nude oiled body.
Like, I mean, at that point, if you're willing to suspend disbelief, why not just say, like, anything is gold?
Well,
like, oh, yeah, this rock
is
gold.
To do with your
this
cycle?
Tree is gold.
Because I can only afford that much oil. The gold I'm good on because I have a fucking huge supply of it, but the
well,
oil isn't.
It's like the miracle of Hanukkah, you know? You think that's you're only going to have enough oil to dip in, you dick in for one night.
Read a fucking
and
book.
And maybe it lasts eight, you know?
And his dick did stay golden for 7 nights.
But you know, I haven't seen an Iranian dick. They may be
Mazel tov.
That's true.
Have you seen seen an Iranian dick?
I scoff, but
I've never
haven't
seen
actually
one in real life.
Tested it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen. Yeah,
I mean, there's just so few of us in America, and now we're banned. So I guess you'll never see it.
You formed a band?
We're like banned.
Oh, I thought you said you were a band.
No, I'm not a band.
I was like, oh,
I
all Iranians are
banned by America.
I am banned by America. Trump banned my people.
You're born here, right?
Maybe.
Lucky. Yeah.
Also, there are no bands in America, I would say.
Well, the Beatles were a band, and they were in America, even though they weren't American. So,
I mean, that's just your opinion.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so
I mean,
listen.
Beyonce has backup dancers.
There's the whole issue with the comment, guys. We gotta get back.
No, but like...
Oh, wait, we gotta get back to the comet.
Oh, are we in space already? We got to space?
No, I was in space.
Me and Johnny B will have to go up into space.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, so saving the world, comet. Okay.
All right, let's go up into space. Great. Oh, jeez, Johnny B Roll, this really does suck. I don't want to have to go. I know you were trapped up on that comet and that people accused me of being the one that kidnapped you for having some type of ulterior motive for doing that, but we know that that wasn't true, so let's just all get on this fucking rock and get fired back up into space so that I can go get fired to the Earth in order to impregnate the Earth and save humanity and be a savior for everyone again.
Or...
Oh, no, it's so sad.
Or you could have Bernie Sanders riding into battle with Old Glory in one hand and his sword in another.
He's going to have to do that. After I impregnate the Earth. But the only reason that he can do that is because of what I'm about to do and the sacrifice I'm about to make. So, guys, let's all thank me. Come on.
Oh, my God,
Sarah.
Patrick.
Sarah
thank
Steele,
you so much.
Thank me.
Thank you so much for, like, taking one for the team, man. You know.
It had to be me. You know, I wish I didn't have to do it, but it's me. Jamie?
Yeah, I hope that Earth fucks you good.
That's great. Thank you. Jamie, you want to thank me?
Yeah, thank you. That's good.
Thank you. Nice of you.
I wasn't going to be able to do that, so I'm glad that somebody is.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a penis, so I guess
the golden penis.
For now.
I wouldn't go that far, but I have a penis. Okay, okay, Jad, why don't you thank me for... Thank you, Jamie, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Jad, why don't you thank me?
Oh, God, Jad. Reverend Billy Baba Patrick, I'll thank you. I hereby thank you. For all the good that you've done in this world. For all that the good that you've done for Jesus on this planet. In this life. In this trying time, Reverend. You have sacrificed. And you have gone on the Apocalypse. And you have spread the word of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, can I get an amen? The Reverend has spread the word of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, can I get an amen? The Reverend has spread the word about all these globalist cucks.
Oh, amen to that. Holy fucking Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, amen. Well, the Reverend has talked about his penis on the radio.
Oh, glory. And I've talked about Tom Tenney's penis on the radio as well.
And Tom Tenney's penis on the radio.
And Tom Cotton's penis on the radio.
And Tom Cotton's penis on the radio.
Praise the motherfucking Lord.
Mostly a
thank
show
you,
about
Jad.
Dicks.
That's
it's
very kind of
about
you.
Dicks.
Mona, do you want to thank me for...
I will thank you in a musical number.
Okay.
Thank you, Patrick, for saving the universe and doing all those good things and being a person that you are.
With my dick.
With your dick.
Thank you. That was great.
Yes.
Thank you, Mona. Johnny B-Roll, you want to thank me? Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Johnny B-Roll, you don't need to thank me because you're coming with me. Just to accompany me part way. All right?
Part way.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be one of those things when we're both.
Wow, your friendship has really blossomed.
Hey, I know. Johnny, I got you a spacesuit that matches mine. It has the initials JBR, which stands for Johnny B-Roll. Mine has PRMH, which is my initials.
What? PRMH?
Yeah.
That sounds like
a sexual. No, it's not. I wish that it was, but it isn't.
Is it Patrick, Rebecca, Meredith, Harold?
Yeah. So we have matching spacesuits. So let's go. Come on, ready? Let's get a...
I feel like you're going to do a switcheroo as soon as we're both hard.
No, that's crazy. I'm not going to do that, please. I'm just going to get you very aroused, and then you can go back to Earth. You can go back to Oi safely, all right? Come on.
I feel like you're just going to put out a bunch of cigarettes on me.
Take them to Catholic Church.
And you're going to spit in my mouth, and then you're going to switch places with me right before the cannon goes off.
No! No!
No!
He's using this as Gravity's Rainbow.
Yeah, no! Yeah! No!
You're not going to do that?
No, I promise I won't. Johnny.
You're not going to, like, you're not going to, like pull my sack over my dong and then...
I mean, it's the Apocalypse. It's the word of the Apocalypse. Like a spin move? You know, the one thing that we really hate here... Traitors.
What? Oh, we do. That's true. We don't like traitors.
Patrick, tell them what we think about traitors.
We don't like them.
But I mean, I know you'd never betray Jad, but I feel like you would betray JBR in an instant. I don't think you would think twice about it.
All right. Time to get shot into space. All right. Might as well hold hands since we have matching spacesuits.
All right, I guess.
Countdown initiated.
We just don't know. We're actually holding hands.
Oh, God, we're holding hands.
We have ignition.
Oh,
the ignition has started.
Oh, Jesus.
Impact in 10.
No, not impact, you asshole. We're flying up into the stratosphere.
Stratosphere.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
You know, they're nude underneath those spacesuits.
No, it's we are nude.
Our peak altitude.
The pain in my sack from the vertigo balls is starting to subside slightly. And I'm floating around.
I'm starting to get hard as well. Against my better judgment.
Okay. Oh, peak the space altitude. Station is up ahead. The ballerinas await us inside.
Oh, I'm so excited.
До свидания. Товарищ. Docking. Insert.
Да, I secret.
Yeah, do the Russian. You speak Russian.
How do you know? What do you say? Do not let the counselors find you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Oh, yep. It looks like it's a bunch of Russian ballerinas that are gonna fucking grind their pussies in your face and put out cigarette butts on your neck.
Yes,
and the pussies
are gonna get that idea. And then spit in your mouth.
It's our national
space station.
Whatever you do, you ballerinas. Don't spit my open mouth. It'll get me so hard.
Он сказал, что они не берели заводить жилопромышленности имени Васильева.
Jesus, no.
Oh no! Stop telling me that I have a small penis and then spitting it in my mouth. It's making me so aroused. Oh, Jesus. Johnny B-Roll, is this having the same effect on you?
That's my treat, Jovi.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's you almost
make me aroused.
Guys, I'm ready to make the ultimate sacrifice. It's going to be so great.
Ultimate sacrifice.
Actually, you know what? You're right. Johnny B-Roll, you're the one that's going
to
go.
Ultimate sacrifice in 30 seconds.
Initiation of firing sequence to fire aroused man into Earth.
USA. Ultimate USA. Sacrifice USA. In 20 USA.
Seconds.
If only I was so aroused, the computer would not read me as Patrick having such a boner.
Ultimate sacrifice in 10.
9.
9.
8.
Count in Russian.
7. 6. 5. 4.
Tell my family 3, I said.
2. 1.
The blacks are black and the whites are white. The colors are corrected.
Initiating launch sequence.
Fire!
Bye-bye.
Ignition.
Oh no! I'm still hard, but I hope I don't come in my spacesuit before I hit the Earth. and die like all of Patrick's male
all
ancestors.
All that friction from re-entering the atmosphere. Oh, boy.
What are your
you might burn
words,
up
Patrick?
On re-entry.
Say the last
I wish I would have listened more closely to the Apocalypse and know this was coming. Oh, no!
All the signs were
a
there.
A rupture in space-time!
What are your last words?
It's almost as though the writers of the Apocalypse didn't come up with the way to close the plot hole that was caused.
But oh, there's a Jesus. Hole in the earth!
Oh, who is Chad? Who is Johnny B-Roll? Oh my God. God! It's almost as if Chad is Johnny B-Roll! And Johnny B-Roll is Chad!
Who are we?
What is
life? What is life?
Jesus Christ, the what is life? The what are we? The who? The what?
Read a goddamn book!
Oh God, look, it's you! It's you, Johnny B-Roll!
Right. Who are we?
Jesus.
Oh, it's almost as though the writers of the Apocalypse stole the last scene from Dark City. Because writers of Dark City, they didn't come up with a good ending.
It's like I've woken up on Shell Beach and now the world is new again.
What in the world just happened?
Oh, my God, B-Roll. Patrick, how are you, Johnny B-Roll?
I had a terrible dream. Oh, my God. You were there. And you were there. And you were there. And you and you.
Oh, my God. Oh, Chad, look at you. You're back.
Whoa.
Yay.
Wow. Jeez.
Guys,
I had this terrible dream that the Reverend Billy Bob and Patrick had kept me in a cell, and he raped me over and over and over while without playing Looney Tunes and telling me how much he loved Robin.
I had a dream that was almost as bad. I was living on an island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, God.
Working an office job for 6 months.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
It was horrible. What happened? Did you make any friends on the island? Any hearts broken? Yeah. Oh, it was horrible. I was banging a half Greek, half Argentinian woman. It was almost as bad as getting raped to death, near death.
I wouldn't wish that shit on anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, on one person, on the most evil man who's ever lived. Like the enemy, the world's enemy.
Praise Jesus.
Tom Tenney.
Yeah. Tom Tenney.
The sickest, most perverse. Mean spirited
guys,
fuck face that's ever
do you
walked
remember the heaviest dick in the world, and by God, it needs to get under control.
Yeah.
We need gun control, and we need
Tom Tenney
control.
Dick control, yeah. We need Tom Tenney's seed to be kept. You know how they keep those vials in the. Speaking of Russian ballerinas.
It's 2:45 in New York City, and Tom Tenney's dick is on the run again.
Oh,
it's a menace.
Do you guys remember the moment you noticed?
Tripping through Chelsea.
Listen.
It left a bloodbath behind it down in the gay district, and I hear it's on its way to Chinatown.
Siphon all matter and energy around it. Tom's dick surely is the dark matter to which we refer to in the universe.
NORAD has been called.
Take it away.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff are standing by. The President of the United States.
Are we almost done with the cast? No. Oh, and as always, the true victims are the civilians.
I propose as a protective measure that Tom Tenney's dick should be denied to persons under 21
Wait,
years of age.
Wait, we have a right to Tom Tenney's dick. It's in the Constitution.
Ah!
There's no way you can take Tom Tenney's dick away from us.
When will you listen to reason, John Ali Slavin?
The only
we got to get back to that. We got to dispatch
the war.
John Ali Slavin says that he fears nothing, but I think
the only thing that can stop a bad guy with Tom Tenney's dick is a good guy with Tom Tenney's dick.
Guys, we have a dispatch.
I think this is a logical
fallacy.
We're
going back to our brave reporters in the field.
Here on the war on Tom Denny's dick, casualties are high and progress is slow.
Progress is measured in inches.
Of Tom Denny's dick, inserted into various holes of hosts of various
and
shows.
And utter destruction. Chaos and fire rained down upon the women, the men, and the children.
Will Radio
and the
Free
dogs.
Brooklyn ever stop
Pigeons.
Suffering under this fuck swine tyranny?
Oh God. Oh Jesus. God.
The thing is,
a joint resolution council has been assembled, but a ceasefire fell apart mere minutes.
You guys have been
after.
Listening to the podcast. Donate some money on Patreon. Oh, no, there's still a couple more seconds.
Oh, God.
Something else that's on the Apocalypse.
Fuck us all.
The Apocalypse is the worst.